More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. The company that provides the water for much of the Treasure Valley is asking for a 24% rate increase to help pay for improvements to the system that provides drinking water to more than 105,000 homes and businesses. Now, some of that includes paying for a new tank for the Columbia Water Treatment Plant, plus the Whistle Pig storage tank, and for something called ice pigging on the bench. And all that is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to getting drinking water to your tap. So we wanted to start with a question. Where does our water come from? And how does it get to our kitchens and our bathrooms? Madeline Wyatt, the Manager of Communications, Community Relations, and Conservation for the Idaho Operation of Veolia North America, is joining us today to help us out with all of that. Madeline, welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
So Madeline, can we start with that 105,000 homes and businesses just in the Treasure Valley area? Where does our water come from?
Thank you. Yes. So we have a variety of sources to draw our water from. Some of it is surface water like the Boise River, and some of it is wells. We have over 80 wells across our service territory. And all of our employee base are also local to the Valley, and many of them are actually our customers. Overall, we provide drinking water to more than 260,000 people across the cities of Boise and Eagle. And 70% of the raw water that we draw in to treat comes from wells, and the other 30% comes from the surface water, like the Boise River. That water
I was just going to ask you, my apologies for interrupting, but does all of that water have to be treated before it gets into, like, let's say, my kitchen or my bathtub?
Absolutely. And we do that through two water treatment plants. One is Marden, which is over on Warm Springs, and the other one is in Columbia. If you have floated the Boise River or fished on the shores or walked the Greenbelt, and taking a look at the water, our water is super clean. We're very fortunate that our source water is very, very clean, but it still needs to be treated before it's proven drinkable for all of us.
Okay, so you mentioned this, one of the treatment plants is the Columbia Water Treatment Plant. And some of the money for that rate increase that you're asking for will actually help pay for a new tank there. Can you talk about some of those improvements and in particular, why you would need to replace a new tank? I'm assuming they get old.
Certainly. So there's actually a webpage where customers and the general population can learn more about the assets that we've invested over the last 2 years as part of our rate case. If you go to mywater.veolia.com and you scroll to the bottom of the Idaho page, you'll see a link that says engineering improvements, and that launches a new page. And there's literally a ton of detail on the work that we've done in the bench and the improvements at Columbia. We have rebuilt a new tank at Hillcrest, which that tank dated back to World War II era steel. And the steel had just proven its useful life, right? So Things need to be replaced and invested in. Our customers deserve that. They're paying for clean, clear water service, and making investments in the system is really critical to providing that service. So to read in detail, you can go visit that page and actually take a look at a great deal of detail on what we've done. What's coming up at the end of this month is our annual flushing program, which you'll see our employees out in the streets starting in, actually it's March 27th that we start, the end of this month, and it runs through April, and that's to maintain the quality of water through the system. It also serves as our hydrant testing program, where we make sure that fire hydrants are working properly.
So can we also talk about some of these projects are about adding storage capacity? Are you needing to do that? Because, I mean, we've talked about this numerous times here on this program, is the rampant growth that we've been seeing across Idaho, but in particular in the Treasure Valley?
Well, growth pays for growth. If a developer is putting in a new subdivision, all of that work is paid for by the growth that's happening. So the investments that we've made over the last 2 years that we're asking for recovery on, some of them are big projects like a new tank at Columbia or a new tank at Whistle Pig or Hillcrest. This is work that needed to be done to maintain the system and make sure that water quality and water service stayed in effect. But if growth is occurring in our service territory, our current rates do not pay for that. That mechanism is not in place.
Okay. Can we talk about the term ice pigging? I mentioned this in my introduction. What is it and how does it work?
Sure. It's a super fun word. We actually really like saying it. It's a really effective way to clean our water mains. It's one of the ways that we have to clean the water mains, but it's kind of fun because ice picking is kind of fun to say. So ice picking is a cleaning technique that uses a semi-frozen saltwater ice slurry, basically a slushy, that gets forced through the water mains. And that ice slurry scrubs the inside of the water mains. A water main is a water pipe. In the industry, it's called a water main. But like a slushy, it scrubs the inside of the pipes, and it's a really effective way of getting rid of buildup and sediment that might be in the pipes. We had taken this on over the last year. Portion, especially in the bench area, portions of the bench had on and off over the years experienced episodes of discolored water coming out of taps, and that coloration is a result of the water's natural mineral content mixing with our pipes. Our team tackled the problem with a series of projects, and one of the best ones, most effective ones, was the ice picking. But the largest improvement in that area was adding a filtration system to the well that serves that area. And customers can read about that in the Taggart well write-up on that new webpage. But okay. Ice picking is just a fun, easy way to clean the pipes. Flushing is another way to do it. Ice picking is really effective if there's some sediment built up into it. We spent about $2 million working towards permanent fixes for that problem and cleaning up the discolored water on the bench. And that's just a portion of what we've asked the PUC to recover for.
So let's talk about this rate increase that you're asking for. You are asking for this rate increase to help pay for about $70 million in improvements. That adds up to about 25 cents a day per home. So how can people find out more about this request and how it will impact them?
Certainly. So our rates, Veolia's rates, are regulated differently than other water utilities in the Valley. Our rates are set by the Idaho Public Utilities Commission, which is an independent organization of commissioners that are appointed by the governor. The Public Utilities Commission sets the rates that our customers pay. So every time we request a higher rate, as we're doing now, the commission decides whether the projects and services that we've completed for our customers deserve to be reimbursed. The Public Utility Commission is reviewing our request right now and asks us for evidence for the investments we've made, backup to the investments that we've made. And those investments, that's $70 million just over a two-year period of time. And we find those investments and those improvements that we made critical to maintaining the water system. So we make the investments, and then we request reimbursement from the Public Utilities Commission. There's no planning ahead. We plan ahead to spend the money and look at our system and see where investments might be needed coming in the next 10 years, 20 years. But we don't recover that investment unless the Public Utility Commission decides that we're allowed to do so. So as a customer, I'm a customer as well. As a customer, it's right. A really strong mechanism of checks and balances to make sure that the money that we're asking customers to pay, it has effectively been spent.
So when will you find out if this will be approved or not?
Certainly. So the commission has a timeline which started when we filed our rate request back in the end of September. And I believe they have to make a decision by their guidelines in May, but that would be up to them to confirm for sure. We are working with them to answer questions about the recovery that we've asked for. But our rate increase request is really only part of the story of our rates. Sometimes our requests can appear larger because our water utility is typically has usually taken longer between rate increases than others who use the same process. So instead of edging rates upward a little bit each year, like the city of Boise can do with our sewer rates, our requested rate increases can look bigger than people are used to because they are we ask for them in chunks of time. At the same time, our customers have saved more money over time than those who have seen gradual increases year over year. Our water rates compare really favorably to other municipal drinking water rates across the valley itself.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us and for explaining that to folks. I do really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Madeline Wyatt. She is the Manager of Communications, Community Relations, and Conservation for the Idaho operation of Veolia North America. We've been discussing the company's request for a rate increase and about water in Idaho. Also, we should note, the Idaho Public Utilities Commission will hold a public hearing on the rate increase that will happen Monday, March 27th at 6 p.m. It will be at the PUC offices in Garden City. You can send comments to the commission. You have until April 7th to do that. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Chip Brantley, co-host of the NPR podcast White Lies. Before we found the man in Vancouver, before we sued the State Department, before we snuck into the graveyard of a federal penitentiary, all we had were the photographs. Photographs of a group of Cuban men standing on the roof of a prison in rural Alabama. That's this season on the NPR podcast, White Lies.